This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
So about leaving me behind. Oh, bring it to me. Bring your sweet love.
We are back. Hollywood Casino Press Box and the all-new 590 The Fan. Martin, Brian, Plowsy, Frank Cusimano, we're here till 12 o'clock. The big coveted hour coming up, I'm sure.
Charlie Marl, I think, here's his chance to just pay up on the bet or double down. Can this
double down?
Can this squad go 6-3 or 7-2? To do so, he needs them to either have a 5-1 or a 6-0 week.
Double down.
I think I'm open to him doubling down.
Do it.
I'm open to that. By the way, Frank, I think I've bothered some folks in Alberta on accident. So Craig Berube is from the town of Kalahoo, Alberta. Benjamin Hockman wrote a great piece about the little town during the playoff run. And I said to Berube, again, Wikipedia listed it like 200 people. He said, no, that's too many. It's more like 80-something. So he's from this really little town.
I like how you keep going back to Wikipedia.
Blaming them.
After multiple instances of being wrong while using that as a source.
I'm like, Mo, I'm like, it's not me, it's Gersh. I'm like, it's not me, it's Wikipedia. So all I said was the Cup is headed to Kalahoo, Alberta. It's going to start this tour with the players and coaches, right, where they get it for a day. And people are like, oh, wow, so do I need to go to Alberta to see it? I'm certain they're kidding, right? They're not going to drive to Kalahoo, Alberta. So Sturgeon County is the county Kalahoo is in. And they tweeted my tweet and said, this is exciting for Kalahoo. The event is intended for members of Kalahoo and local area, as amenities on-site are limited. There will be no parades or additional events. This is a photo opportunity only for the community. I think they saw some of this activity, and they're legitimately afraid Blues fans are going to show up. I was just kind of having fun with it, saying, hey, the Cup is headed to Kalahoo. Sean Conroy, who owns the ITAP franchise, said, oh, dude, so I got to freaking go to Alberta to see it? And I said, road trip. Kidding, of course. But I think now this little town of 80 people, this county, is a little concerned that some Blues fans are going to show up.
Have they started naming specific dates? Do they have the days for each particular?
I think it's what I was told is that Berube gets it. I guess it was at Paul Mono's on Friday with the coaches. There's a great picture. Al MacInnis is eating dinner, and the Cup is sitting center table, like next to the salt shaker. And people are eating dinner around the room.
I saw a picture here from Paul that he sent late Friday night. They were all there, the entire coaching staff.
The coaching staff had it Friday, and then Berube likes to go to the Hive, which is right by DeSmet.
It's which is now run by the O.B. Clark's people, the O'Brien family, so the pizza is very good.
So it makes sense, too. So the Hive had video going out that night. People were parading the Cup outside the bar. And then Army had it Saturday.
At his house.
And then
Belle Reve,
I think. Yeah. Guess my invite got lost in the mail. Shouldn't have called him out for that first half. But then it's about to go on the circuit. So it's been in town. And I guess Berube gets it first. He's in Alberta. And then you got the guys from Saskatchewan, Bozak, Schwartz, Shen. So I think it's going to geographically move across Canada.
Now, are they going to – is Tarasenko going to take the day in Russia?
That's what I heard. So then it's going to go to Sweden and Russia towards the end.
Can you imagine how pricey this thing is?
Just the travel alone?
Yeah, I mean, when we fly to Boston, we have to go through Chicago and, Charlotte to get there.
They asked me if I want to take a train from New York to get to Chicago. But they said it won't be back here till around September.
Wow.
Wait a minute. What about, I thought of Pat Maroon.
It's going to have to bounce through here at some point before it goes. I mean, I guess it'll come through here for Maroon, but as far as it being back in, quote, the Blues possession, it'd be in September. And then they have to give it back. Did you know that?
In
like October, it goes back to the Hockey Hall of Fame.
And so they can parade it around to other cities, and we can make fun of their sportscasters if they touch it or get a picture with it.
And I think, I think the Blues thought they got to keep it and would put it like in a giant trophy case. And the Hockey Hall of Fame is like, no. You get to have fun. Everybody parades it around. It is fun to see those videos around town.
Oh, it is. Yeah.
Or people would say, hey, it's at Milo's.
Some of these unassuming kind of dive bar-ish.
Rich Jankowski, the great travel man for the Blues, had a party at Milo's. Our buddy Caruso had an O.B. Clark's party. Again, all the work you and I have done for this franchise, Frank, you'd think. One little call.
Yeah.
But he had a great story. He told me that he had the Cup for that afternoon. He had friends at O.B. Clark's, and he was talking to Joel Quenneville. And Quenville said, when you walk in there, Mike, you put it over your head and act like you're a champion. And he said, Q, I'm not the coach or the way. He said, you do it. I'm telling you, that's what that cup deserves. So Cruiser said, I walked in. Karen, he said, and the place went crazy.
Wow. That's neat. Rich also, I believe, took it to a funeral or a grave site. I'm not sure.
I think
it was
he took something, maybe not the cup, but to honor his late father.
Yeah, which was really cool. It's a really powerful picture. So.
And I don't remember what the item was, but something Stanley Cup related.
Brian, what about the great people at Schnucks?
How was the remote?
Pineapple
you weren't
Palooza.
There. I saw the giant photos of the pineapple.
It was pretty cool.
19,560.
We had a little pineapple. Little bit. You can get anything you want. You get Sugar Fire these days.
We do have two remotes. We have one on Friday, on next Friday, the 12th, July 12th, in O'Fallon, Illinois, 907 East Highway 50. And then for you Warrenton folks out there, on July 19th, the show will be broadcasting from the Schnucks off East Veterans Memorial Parkway out in Warrenton. Schnucks, the place to go. My wife and I, when we got back from our trip yesterday, went back to Schnucks to restock our household, turkey and all of our food items that we no longer had in our fridge.
I had the dilemma the other day because I've been saving up the rewards, and they said you got $36 in rewards.
Ooh.
And I kind of looked at the audience, and I said, do you roll it over? I cashed
Hurry
it in.
Hurry up. Take your.
I cashed it in.
Way to support the sponsor, although you stiffed the president of Schnucks by not showing up for the interview. You arranged. So.
I cannot believe it.
And I texted him a reminder Friday morning, kind of like, don't forget.
You did not.
Yes. And originally he said, well, where is it? And I said, it's the Schnucks on Arsenal. And I said, I'll get you the address. He said, I know where it is. The CEO of Schnucks.
And you still didn't show up.
All right. Chuck Marlowe, who is not a rights holder, but is optimistic like a rights holder, will join us when we come back.